Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 1st. You'll be interested to know, 158 years ago today, in 1867, the Dominion of Canada was established, uniting the provinces of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and the province of Canada into a single nation. This monumental event marked the birth of a self-governing country within the British Empire, laying the foundation for the vibrant and diverse nation we know today. Canadians commemorate this historic milestone annually on Canada Day, celebrating with parades, fireworks, and festivities that honor their rich heritage and unity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy this morning with knee to thigh high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 1 to 2 feet throughout the morning, providing choppy conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 8 to 11 mile per hour, which may create some bumps as the day progresses. Conditions should shift slightly as the winds turn more west-northwest later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 10 seconds, and the onshore wind is 7 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 1 foot at 8:30 a.m., with a 4.5-foot high tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents a mix of surf conditions. Wednesday starts with fair 2 to 3 feet waves, shifting to choppy by afternoon, with winds increasing to 13 mile per hour. Thursday improves with clean 3 to 4+ feet waves in the morning, becoming fair later. Friday maintains fair conditions with 3 to 5 feet waves, but afternoon winds create choppy surf. A slight improvement towards the weekend is expected. This morning, it's partly sunny and it feels like 66 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:04 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:45. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday, with temperatures reaching around 75 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 63 and those gentle winds continuing. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday and Independence Day with highs near 73. Thursday and Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs around 71 and 75. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California lawmakers have approved significant rollbacks of the state's environmental review law, the California Environmental Quality Act, in a last-minute budget bill. This new legislation exempts 9 project types from environmental reviews, including childcare centers and advanced manufacturing plants. Governor Gavin Newsom pushed for these changes, asserting they are essential for the state's budget approval. Critics, including over 100 environmental groups, argue the exemptions will lead to harmful industrial development in low-income communities. Despite the backlash, proponents claim the law will facilitate crucial infrastructure and housing projects. The Assembly passed the bill with a 50-3 vote. Now on to sports. Willier Abreu had a spectacular night at Fenway Park hitting an inside-the-park home run and a grand slam in the same game, leading the Boston Red Sox to a 13-6 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Abreu's inside-the-park homer, his 15th of the season, was a thrilling moment as the ball took a strange bounce, allowing him to sprint around the bases in 16.72 seconds. This achievement made him the sixth player to accomplish this feat, joining Roger Maris, who last did it in 1958. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Citizens Bank Park, the Padres struggled as they fell 4-0 to the Phillies. Wheeler dominated with 10 strikeouts over 8 innings, while Waldron took the loss, giving up 4 runs in just over 4 innings. Philadelphia's offense ignited with a homer from Castellanos and key RBIs in the 4th inning. The Padres managed just 7 hits, leaving 7 runners on base, and now sit at 45-39 for the season. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars face off against the Phillies again at Citizens Bank Park for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Christopher Sanchez, boasting a 2.79 earned run average, will battle it out with Nick Pivetta, who holds a 3.36. First pitch is at 3:35, with temperatures around 81 degrees. In top news, in a significant move, Hanker Innovations has announced a second, broader recall of several portable power bank models due to potential fire hazards linked to lithium-ion batteries. This follows an earlier recall of over 1 million units. The company cited enhanced quality control measures that revealed additional risks from a single vendor's battery cells. Although the likelihood of malfunction is minimal, Anker is initiating a voluntary global recall. The latest recall includes 5 models, with customers urged to stop using them immediately. Affected units can be replaced or exchanged for a gift card, but must be disposed of properly. In business news, Zillow's new real estate blacklist takes effect on June 30th, impacting how home buyers search for properties. Starting Monday, Zillow will ban listings that agents promote without sharing them in local databases within one business day. This change targets the issue of exclusive inventory, where properties are advertised in limited venues. With legal disputes intensifying, especially from Compass, buyers and sellers must navigate this evolving landscape carefully. Consumers should understand their agents' marketing strategies and how they impact visibility. As Zillow emphasizes, a transparent market benefits everyone, but savvy consumers must remain engaged to protect their interests. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $107,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $2,500. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.23. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon.com is nearing a significant milestone in its warehouses, with the number of robots soon matching that of human workers. The e-commerce giant has deployed over 1 million robots, enhancing productivity and easing staffing issues. Automation has replaced menial tasks with skilled roles as workers transition to overseeing robotic systems. Amazon is also implementing artificial intelligence to improve operations. While the company continues to hire, it plans to reduce its overall workforce. The rapid integration of robotics is transforming labor markets, raising concerns about long-term employment impacts in high-density facilities. Entertainment news. A scripted adaptation of the Karen Reed murder case is in development following her recent acquittal. LBI Productions is collaborating with Reed and her defense attorney, Alan Jackson, to create a project that promises to reveal details previously undisclosed. On June 18th, a jury found Reed not guilty of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, while convicting her of a lesser charge of drunken driving. The project aims to explore the complexities of the case and the cultural debates surrounding it, emphasizing the struggle against perceived corruption. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry Adams. And he said, "Chaos was the law of nature. Order was the dream of man." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.